This is a friendship that then created opportunities. It created opportunities out of a frustration because we weren't getting offered great roles. So now, more great roles for women, please. Yes. Thank you.
So that was Nicole Kidman, and Reese Witherspoon also again up on stage was Adelaide's own Bruna Papandrea. And also in LA as this all unfolded was Bruna's mum, Maria. Good morning, Maria.
Hi, good morning.
Have your feet touched the ground?
Oh, sort of. Yeah, it was great. So very proud.
Oh, I can imagine. So you grew up with your children at Elizabeth?
Yes. Yeah, I think I was about 12 when mum and dad bought a house in Elizabeth and moved out when I got married, and then moved back when I was a single mum with three young children back to Elizabeth in a housing trust home.
And so then how does Bruna end up on the biggest stage in LA?
Bruna was always very smart, very headstrong. And look, Bruna's twin I lost day after birth, and to this day I still think that Bruna, and I'm going to cry now.
Oh, yeah.
Bruna's got her strength as well, you know, very headstrong, did very well in school. And in high school, the ABC did documentaries on different schools, and Fremont High, which closed down now, which is a very good school, you know, for music and drama. And Bruna joined that. She did a couple of plays, you know, always background, and even acted a little bit. But she went to university. She did very well in high school. I think she got 96 out of 100. Perfect score in economics, she did 12. And she went to Melbourne University as a journalist. But after a few months, she didn't want to do that. And she, from then on, I think she did it all on her own. You know, got jobs with people, took a writing course, and she came to New York 1 year after one of her engagements, you know, she was engaged in Melbourne, it broke off. And she was helping Gia Carides and Anthony LaPaglia with their script, and Gia was in a movie and Bruna helped, ended up being a producer. And from then on,
that was it.
You know, wow. Back in Australia, she did Better Than Sex, and from there, Sydney, Polak, after it, be head of his production office in London, so she worked with Anthony Minghella for a few years.
And then she's ended up winning an Emmy on stage. So,
yeah.
Maria, where were you when you were watching this?
I was in Bruna's home in the living room with her twins and her friend Merry Christmas is here as well.
Oh.
And she came with us, and then Gia Carides arrived to take us to the party. So we watched. And my granddaughter, one of the twins, she got very upset. She saw Mummy on stage, but she said, "But Daddy, where's Daddy? He's not on stage. I want to see Daddy on TV."
Then you headed off and partied with them?
Yeah, we went and met them. I think Bruna arrived after about an hour after we did. They all did, because I think they had press conferences after that.
Mm.
But, yeah, it was really great. There's about 3,000 people at the HBO party. They certainly put on a good party.
So were you, were you star spotting, Maria?
I had a few. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot. There was a lot I wanted to meet, but I didn't.
You're too shy.
I did want to have my photo done with Alex. You know, he played Nicole's husband in Pin
Little Lies. Alex, yep.
But
yep.
I did meet all of them, most of them. When they were filming in Santa Monica, when they filmed the school scene, I went there a few times.
And, yeah.
You know, they were the nicest cast.
Well, Maria, I believe your other love, aside from your beautiful family, is the Adelaide Crows. Is that right?
Yes.
So
they certainly are.
Okay. So can you, because you're over in LA, are you going to be able to watch the final?
I'm going to find a way to stream it. Don't you worry.
What will you be more nervous about? The possibility of Bruna winning that Emmy yesterday or the Crows winning?
I think the Crows. I think you know, watching Big Little Lies, and, you know, you hear in Melbourne and even here, you meet people when they say, Bruna, you know, she produced Big Little Lies, they were, how much they loved, and I thought, you know, they're going to win.
She's
and
got a chance.
I knew Nicole. I mean, that was one of her best roles I've seen. She was front runner for that.
Well, if only you could be as certain of the Adelaide Crows winning, I guess.
I'm a nervous wreck already thinking about it. I think we're going to get him to Melbourne if they make it.
Okay, all right.
He still lives in Elizabeth, so we're going to get him to Melbourne to the grand final.
Beautiful. Hey, congratulations, yeah. Maria. It's just wonderful
Thank
to
you
hear
so
the
much.
Pride in your voice to your entire family. And Bruna, you're doing us very, very proud on the biggest stage.
Well, she will be, I think, eventually she'll come and do something in Adelaide.
Yeah. Oh, great.
She did finish a film in Tasmania, which should come out next year.
Okay. Well, when she does, make sure she comes back. And if you can bring the Emmy back, we'll take it down the Adelaide Crows. That'll work. It's so lovely to talk to you, Maria. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Here's the news.